The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome one and all. It's that time of the week again.
That's right. Our first podcast where we're on our own. And as you can tell, the channel has not changed a bit.
Not one single bit. So, yep.
Keep in mind, we're still searching for a super megaplex.
The hunt is on. The hunt is on. We've been touring places. We're like, this room's a little too small. This one is just all right.
I know when we probably exited Grumps, y'all expected a fast turnaround of everything's changing right now. But as I said, keep in mind, we have a 6-show tour coming up, as well as trying to find an office, as well as trying to get equipment and everything. Don't worry, all that stuff will be done ASAP because we just need a place to work, need a place to record. But thankfully, Brent and Aaron, the two lovely, lovely boys that they are, have offered this recording space to us until we find our own, free of charge.
Yeah. I'm just excited to have a fucking super megaplex, dude.
Yeah, same
excited
here.
To have that fucking office, have some desks in there with our computers, have some recording room, a big set room. It's gonna be so sweet, man.
And y'all will see it. We'll do a tour of some.
We'll do an office tour. We'll probably film ourselves setting it up too. Do a vlog about setting it up.
So y'all can experience this journey with us. It's almost like we're starting the channel again.
I know. It actually does feel like that. It feels almost like we're like starting a new channel because we got to really like work things from the ground up. But I like that. I think that process is very fun, very fulfilling.
What isn't fun is we were gonna record some funny games today, but for some reason the
recording computer is just not working. Just no signals coming through.
So that's why they let us use this, because it's breaking down.
You know, because like, well, but before we came to record today, they're like, yeah, we'll let them record for free, but we'll fuck up all the equipment and software. So then they just won't do it anymore. And then we don't have to tell them they can't do it here and have it be all awkward. But, you know, thank you guys for the positive, kind words of encouragement since we left Game Grumps. You guys were also sweet and supportive. Got many nice emails, many nice messages on Instagram and DMs or tweets at me on Twitter, not DMs. A lot of very nice messages and posts from people just saying that they support us and they're excited for what's next. And we're very excited for what's next, too. So let's all buckle up and go on this journey together, huh?
It's us. We all benefit from this. It's a journey we're all gonna take with Matt and I at the front seat of this rocket ship and you guys in the exhaust port.
Actually,
providing the fuel for the rocket ship.
Well,
burning yourselves alive.
That's what you guys are for. So thank you. You guys are like human coal. There actually is a way they can benefit monetarily. Ryan and I
sell tickets to the live shows that they had.
For more than they originally were.
Yeah.
Well, they could, but they also, there's this brand new supplement program that Ryan and I got in on the ground floor, where basically it's so easy, guys. We sell you boxes of supplements that then you get your friends in on and they sell them too. And basically everyone makes money.
Cause like if you get a lot of people selling under you, and they have people selling under them, that's a lot of money funneling to you.
It's like, think of like a pyramid where you're at the top, you know, all the money's just flowing to you.
We'll be at the top. Let's not.
Yeah, but all you guys can be underneath us, like one to two to three
think
levels
like
down.
Like a family tree, y'all are right there. Even Matt and I are the patriarch and matriarch of this tree.
We have
pyramid.
We have 125,000 boxes of these supplements. Went a little overboard, but we need you guys to help sell them. And you guys can make hella cash. You guys can make so much money if you can help us out with this, so.
I got a bone to pick with the fans.
No. Well, you have a bone to pick with the fans? Why?
It's about megalodons.
Well, what about the megalodons?
People are saying sharks shed their teeth and they have thousands of teeth. It's not rare to find a megalodon tooth. I can't name a single person that I've met that has found a megalodon tooth on a beach. And then there was someone that came back and said, human, you know, because I said there's a finite amount of it. And people are like, there's a finite amount of human teeth in the world. What about that? I'm like, yeah, megalodons are fucking extinct. There are 7.5 billion plus humans on this goddamn planet, and we continue to reproduce. How is that an equal way to justify your argument? Biatch. Anyways, I still think megalodon teeth should be $5 million each.
I find that you've been hoarding them. And you're like, come on!
Like, I've just been going to the beach. You know, it's as easy to find them as your everyday sand dollar.
It's super easy. Like, Ryan, you have like 50,000 of them.
Just in my closet.
You're trying to convince, like you bankrupted yourself buying them because you thought they were like, you could sell them for so much more, and you find out they're worth nothing. Come on! These should be worth, think about it.
It belonged to a prehistoric beast millions of years ago. It did.
Actually, you know what? Speaking of teeth, I got my wisdom teeth yanked out of my head this week. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
All four of them. They reached in my mouth with little pliers and went,
I bet you had a better post experience than I did.
I did. Actually, it was crazy because like later that day, I was going around LA getting coffee and just like, I was fine. I had some pain the first day. I was a little loopy. But then they gave me that Tylenol 3 with the codeine in it, and I took it, and I fell asleep, and then when I woke up, I felt fine, and that was 2 days ago, and now my teeth don't, like, my mouth is fine. It doesn't hurt. I'm surprised. I thought it was going to be much worse healing process, where everything was in pain, and it's totally fine. I'd do it again if I could. If I could get all my other teeth taken out, totally would do it. What were you saying about your wisdom tooth experience?
I just said yours is better than mine.
What was yours?
I went to go, cause you know how they put gauze where.
Yeah. That shit kind of hurt to bite down on
the blood and stuff.
Bled for like a day and a half.
Yeah. Well, I went to go take a nap and I leaned my head back.
Oh no.
Then the bloody gauze went to the back of my foot.
Oh.
As well as my, cause this is like not that long after it happened, as well as blood starting to pull out.
Ooh.
From the wounds. So I just started choking, and this was on one of my ex's couches. So I started like spitting up blood, and she's like looking at me like, like it looks like I'm dying. Like I'm spitting up a lot.
You wake
of blood.
Up like, I know. She's like blood and spit coming yeah. out of your mouth.
I go to the I run to her toilet, and I just like, and there's a shit ton of blood just spills out into the toilet, and she's like freaking out, and so she calls my mom. And then my mom picks me up and goes...
He does this all the time.
He goes, tisk, tisk, tisk. Again with this? Just call me to come pick you up. You don't have to make a scene every time you don't like a girl. Like that one.
That was really fucking funny, man. I just like, you're dating a girl and you don't want to date her. So instead of just like, I don't like you, you're just like,
spit up blood.
You have to bite the inside of your cheek so hard that you just fill your mouth with blood just so you can spit it up all over her couch and ruin her parents' couch.
I have to bite the inside of my cheek so hard that I can stick my tongue through it.
Sorry, I just can't date you after that. Yeah, it was too traumatic.
Anyways, I hope you have a good life. Ryan, we live 5 minutes apart from each other. You know, distance isn't everything. What the fuck are you talking about? We're done. We're done, baby. Puts on sunglasses. I get in my PT Cruiser
yep.
convertible.
Yep.
With the big muffler in the back.
Yep.
The muffler that's the same shape as the Eiffel Tower, because I love the Eiffel Tower.
Okay. That had to have been really expensive.
And then I go, well, I'm rich.
Yeah.
Because I'm a YouTuber.
Right.
It makes that sound. And I fucking go off into the sunset. I literally go to the sun and live there because I'm so rich. I can afford the suit that allows me to survive on the sun.
Ryan gets some prime real estate on the surface of the fucking sun. And it's like a beach house. It's always sunny. It's sunny every day there.
Shut up. We went to a nice restaurant. It was some delicious food.
It was super good. It's because it was Harrison's birthday.
Hold on, let me try to get the name. Don't tell me.
I don't think I remember it either. Yeah, I remember it.
Bavel.
Yes.
Was that what it was?
It was Bavel.
Was it Bavel?
B-A-V-E-L.
I saw that dude. Oh, what's his name? Jay Mum. He was in like Brooklyn Nine-Nine as the crazy dude. He has curly hair and then a big beard with some gray. I recognized him just from the back of his head, and I went to...
Yeah, you were like, that's that guy.
And I'm like, that's got to be him, right? And I was like, Matt's a good friend. So Matt's like, I'm going to go use the restroom. And so he walks all the way out of his way to check to see if it was him, and he nodded.
I did the thing where I was like looking for the bathroom. I'm like, is it over this way maybe?
Yeah.
Walked past his table. It was him. It was the guy.
He gave me the nod.
And I looked at you, and I was like, yep. And that restaurant was good. It was like an Egyptian restaurant. Food was incredible.
You can just say Middle Eastern.
I think it's Egyptian, like specifically, isn't it?
Specifically?
Yeah.
Well, I looked it up. It just said Middle Eastern food.
Okay, Ryan. Well, Jackson picked it out and told me it was an Egyptian restaurant, and the napkins had a pyramid on it.
I'm saying I didn't know, and so now I know, because like you wouldn't go to just a Chinese restaurant and call it Asian, would you?
I'm talking specifics here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd go to a Chinese restaurant and call it Chinese.
I just got some Asian food. Some Asian takeout.
I just say Chinese. That's why I got some Chinese.
Why?
It's because
to make yourself feel better.
No, it's Chinese food. Why would I call it Asian food?
Ooh, Matt knows the difference between Chinese food and Japanese food. Look at this guy.
Chinese food is Chinese food. It's one of the most popular genres of food.
What's Taiwanese food then?
Taiwanese food, I imagine, are dishes similar to Chinese food, but maybe with their own cultural flair.
What do you mean?
Because Taiwan. Is part of China, dumbass. It's owned by China.
Excuse me.
And they will never be independent, no matter how hard they try.
Not in our eyes. Not in the government's eyes.
That is
surely not
China.
China's eyes.
Taiwan is not Taiwan. You know? You know what, Ryan? I'm living in California. I want this to be Matland now. It's Matland. It's not California.
It's Matland. No, I live in Matland. And me and my group of friends say so. So...
You live in Matland, Ryan?
Yeah, I do, every day.
Yeah, you do, baby. That's a joke, guys, the Taiwan stuff. That'll strike a nerve with some people. So, Taiwan is it too bold to say that I think Taiwan is its own country? Is that too much of, like, a political standpoint?
No, it's a fact.
Yeah. I just feel like there's gonna be some Taiwan is its own country? What? Are you fucking stupid?
It's like the people who get upset when we say the Tiananmen Square massacre was a thing.
I know.
Oh, you live in your own little American bubble.
Wait, it was a thing? No, it's when we say like it wasn't a thing, because it wasn't.
What?
It didn't happen.
What?
The Tiananmen Square massacre. It's
definitely
propaganda.
Happened.
No, it didn't.
Definitely happened.
It did not happen.
It did.
Were you there, Ryan, with your own two eyes? Did you see it happen?
No.
Then it didn't.
Did Vietnam happen?
Yes.
Were you there?
My father and my grandpa were.
Did you see it with your own eyes?
Well, Ryan, my dad saw it with his eyes, and I came from his semen, so yes, technically
I did. Did your dad come inside of your mom? Did you see it with your own eyes, Matt?
I was in the cum, so...
Did you see it with your eyes?
I literally was the cum. So my eyes
weren't developed then yet.
But they were contained within
eyes
the DNA
developed.
Of the cum.
Eyes
they
don't
were,
develop until months and months later.
But man. It was contained within the DNA to like... What would make my eyes was inside that DNA that was in my dad's cum. So technically, yeah, I was there.
You didn't see it, though, with your own two eyes. That's what I'm getting at.
What are you getting at?
That you didn't see it with your own two eyes.
Well, I did, because I was there.
No.
I was there.
Even when you're first born, you don't really see too much.
I'm not talking about seeing with my eyes. I just said I was there. I was the cum.
You technically were not there.
Yes, I was. That was my genetic matter. The egg in my mother's vagina and the semen. Which was my genetic information. They were both there. My dad was fucking my mom.
So what's your stance on abortion then?
My stance on abortion?
Yeah.
It's a lot like my view on Taiwan. It's not a country.
Okay. Abortion isn't a country?
Yeah.
Was that your argument?
Yes.
You know who supports abortions? MeUndies. I'm kidding. God, can you imagine?
You know who's absolutely all for abortion? This week's sponsor. Their product has nothing to do with abortion, but they did send us an email asking if we could throw that in. So How quickly could we lose every single sponsor?
If they said they supported abortion?
No, I mean, like if we had a contest with other YouTube channels to lose our sponsors faster. Like,
oh, dude. We could lose them in a heartbeat.
It's very easy to lose all of them in a heartbeat.
Just mention another one during the ad read of another one. It's like, why wouldn't you use, like...
No, like, just... I mean, M&Ms are good, but I mean, like... I have Hanes is like $5 at Walmart, you know? Is,
you know, 10 a pack, and for what, like $10?
I do like Squarespace, but I mean, there's other services for
can't
websites.
Keep any of this in.
Well, we're not actually, we're joking as if we said that.
Yeah.
You can actually, like, the sponsors are the best.
Never pay to the mind that we're spitting true facts here.
All right, they're done. They're done. No more ads. They think it's funny to joke about. They can talk about literally anything when they choose to talk
but
about
I
that.
I love MeUndies. They're comfortable.
And Squarespace, who's not even sponsoring this podcast.
Fuck you, Squarespace.
Fuck you.
You're not sponsoring this podcast.
Yeah, so
why do I care?
I can say whatever I want about you because you're not giving us money for this episode. Oh, I'm totally kidding, Squarespace.
You're gonna drop us quick.
Squarespace, you guys.
We'll update
kick
our
ass.
Fans if Squarespace drops us. If they don't drop us, they're a cool company.
We haven't done an ad read for them in a while.
If they do drop
They might have already dropped us.
That is true.
When's the last time we did Squarespace?
I don't know.
I love all our sponsors, dude. My house is only filled with our sponsors' items.
Yeah, your car has a lot of their decals on them.
Yep. They cut a little, you find out that, like, they just cut an extra deal with me to give me, like, double the amount you get.
Matt, I wish you drove a car that had, like, a mold of your face on the hood.
You mean like the metal of the hood is molded into my face?
Yeah.
If someone out there can do that, like, send me an email. Because if you can do that for me.
Where you all you would have to do is attach it and it would look like it's your head on the hood.
That's incredible. I'd definitely have that on my car if that was the thing.
Odds are you have to put a decal on your car of my choosing. For a week.
10.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yes.
Man, I fucking swear.
You lost a 4 the other day, too.
I always lose. What are the odds now?
What did you lose?
I gotta,
what are the odds?
I got to take us to go see Carrot Top in Las Vegas.
Yep. What's
with,
on your
with my own
right
fucking
now?
Money, I have to go pay
what's
for...
What's on your Twitter right now?
My header is a picture of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a painting of her in front of the American flag. It just says the words impeach. So thank you, Ryan, because I lost that one. I lost a lot, dude. I got something coming up.
And now I gotta look up a fun decal for your car because you gotta wear. I always have to have the Tucker brothers in on this because they always think of some really good
I
ideas.
I wish you wouldn't because they every time they come up with the perfect thing. Jackson's good at
it. I want to tell Jackson right now. Hold on. I'm gonna call
him. You gonna give him a call?
Yeah.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What do you want?
I got some good news, buddy.
Yeah?
Matt just lost an What Are the Odds? And he has to put a decal of my choosing on his car for a week.
Okay.
So I just want you to, I'm just putting that in your head so maybe you can help me out a little bit. Well, thank you, Jackson. I just, as I said, even if you want to tell Harrison to get him involved, because it's a whole week and he has to have this on his car. So,
and I'm still saving up for the fucking tickets to go see Carrot Top in Las Vegas and wherever we stay for the weekend, because that's not cheap.
No, you don't have to pay for where we stay. You just have to pay for the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nowhere in that did I say that you had to pay
for
where we stay.
Well, that's like, you could have easily just been like, oh, yeah, you have to pay for everything. But that was very nice. I just have to pay for the tickets. Carrot Top's tickets.
I'm an asshole. I'm not a villain.
Thank you.
So,
Carrot Top tickets
Tucker,
are like.
Well, Jackson.
Oh!
I saw you.
Oh!
I saw his last. Oh! Shut up, Matt. I saw your last name is Jackson Tucker, and so I just read what it said. I'm sorry, Jackson.
I had to kick your ass.
Yeah, you better.
Oh.
Okay.
You guys recording still?
Yeah.
Yeah, recording right now, in fact.
Oh, my God.
I know.
What are you boys playing?
Nothing, because their equipment doesn't work here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Aaron Hansen.
Yeah.
More like Aaron and Porson, because he's so fucking poor.
You know, enjoying the pirate era while I still can.
Yeah, because season 9's coming.
I know, Harrison's busy playing Sekiro, so
Did you kick him off?
I could be productive or play Fortnite.
Yeah.
I'd rather be productive, but...
Okay, well...
Well?
Enjoy Fortnite.
I mean...
Oh.
I have some good detail ideas.
Well, Jackson...
I'll invite you later already.
Jackson, okay. it's Wednesday, which is a work day, and it's 4:21 as we speak. So I don't think you should be playing any Fortnite right now, because technically...
Well, I sent you a text asking what I should do for something, and you never responded, so...
Is that true, Matt?
I don't have any text messages.
Have any text messages.
Let me go,
Is it something you looked at and didn't respond to?
I have one message from Jackson Tucker unread. What can I do for Patreon right now? That was actually sent exactly 1 hour ago, Jackson.
Ha! Okay.
So, yeah.
What a business we're running, buddy.
Sorry. I guess I'll text you some shit to do. I'm just kidding, dude.
It's 4:22, so I have about 41 minutes left in the office.
In the office? Matt's apartment?
Yeah.
All right,
but yeah, just let me know. You boys have a good time.
You know, Jackson, take the rest of the day off. Go play Fortnite.
No, like, jokes aside, though, let me know what I can do, because
You're bored playing Fortnite, I know.
I'm very bored.
Okay.
I mean, if you actually do want something to do, I can easily give you something.
Just send it to me and I'll start working on it, if nothing else.
Yeah, it's called Ryan's Mom.
Okay.
It's called Your Mom's Fat Pussy, Jackson. Now go get to work. And bring me a coffee while you're at it. Drive to the Game Grumps office with a coffee for me, please. Chop, chop. You got 40 minutes.
Company car yet?
Your company car is a Prowler, right?
That's what I've been asking for. I want the yellow Prowler with purple flames.
Purple flames? I thought it was blue flames, buddy.
No, purple.
Shit.
Yellow Prowler with purple.
Is it okay if it has blue flames? I don't want to send it back.
You know what? For you, yeah.
Okay.
We'll
get the purple later. I promise.
I feel bad. We're just letting him down
now.
My
Christmas bonus.
Yeah. We'll give you purple flames for your Christmas bonus. Oof. Do you want wait, hold on 1 second. Sorry, they just texted me. Do you want nitrous at all?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
See, the interesting thing about Prowlers is they're actually incredibly slow vehicles despite how they look, so I'm curious to see what the nitrous does.
Prowlers might be like one of the ugliest cars I've ever seen in my life. We saw one recently with like
Jackson?
That's a little rude. I mean, I wouldn't say that about his car, despite how I may feel, but to each their own, I guess.
Well, I think objectively, the 2015 Honda Civic is a lot prettier than a Prowler.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, I think that's almost I think it's almost unanimous. If you asked 100, if you did a survey, Jackson, if you did a survey of 100 people and said which car is more attractive,
I'm not gonna speak for Ryan, but I'm pretty sure 2 out of 3 are.
Who's calling me? Sorry, I'm getting a phone call now.
What the fuck is going on?
I need to answer this phone call.
Are you guys actually recording? Or
hello?
Podcast
yeah,
right
we're
now?
Recording a podcast.
Yes, this
right
is.
Now.
No one listens to that shit anyway.
I know. So, like, who cares if all of this is just a big jumble?
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't know if. I think Matt's on a phone call. I could easily embarrass him.
No, I'm off the phone call. That was the person we're meeting with tonight for the office.
Okay.
They were just confirming.
Are they a man or a woman?
A woman. I know.
No, that's actually good. We can get a better deal from them. They don't know business as well.
Yeah, that's the thing. We got smart man business brains, so we can easily negotiate a much better deal. See, if another man's there, he knows how to do it.
Yeah.
He knows the business, the tactics. But women have small brain, Ryan.
Women do have small brain.
Man have big brains. So
man have big brain.
We can,
woman have
we can
small.
Easily get a better deal.
Bye, Jackson.
Bye.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Well, yeah, I got to put that fucking decal on my car, don't I?
Eventually.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a few.
Do you remember on
I
your...
I just want people in California to hate you.
Oh, no, Ryan. Don't make it political.
Oh, of course I'm going to make it political, buddy.
Dude.
Buddy.
Oh, my God, Ryan. Can we set some ground rules?
No, we didn't set any ground rules beforehand. Okay, one rule. It cannot be the N-word. There. That's your one rule.
Oh, thank heavens, dude. I was really scared you were going to put a giant decal of the N-word on the side of my car. Can we set some real ground rules? Okay, nothing racial?
Of course.
Nothing hateful?
No.
It can be opinionated, but it can't be hateful.
You can't then say just because it's political and isn't the political mindset that you're in that it's hateful. It will not be hate speech. But from a perspective, from someone in California's perspective, it may be hateful.
What I mean is I don't want to be driving around Los Angeles with a thing that's saying like gays burn in hell on my car.
No. That's
or like
hateful.
Like you're gonna
that's
give hateful. Me like a rainbow pride flag on fire.
It's not just hateful; it's a fact. I, of course, don't believe that all gays are burning in hell. Some
statistically,
of them
though, but it's not
some
because they're gay.
Some gays are burning in hell just because they're sinners.
Not because of the gay thing.
No.
Like, there's lots of straights
in
hell.
There's some gays in heaven.
And there's some straights in heaven. You know?
Some.
A couple. Well, you found it, like, actually, like, someone just fucked with it along the way in the Bible, but, like, actually, straights just go to hell, and like gays are the only ones accepted into heaven. Dude, heaven would be the best party, you know? Get in there, be a bunch of like dudes in leather and speedos and shit.
The best thing would just be the biggest fucking decal, just all on the side. And all it is Trump 2020. I think that would be enough to get people to just really.
Oh, my car would get, it's Los Angeles. My car would probably get keyed.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Dude, on the way.
That's not hateful.
On the way here, I was at a red light, and this car pulls up next to me. It's like, I look, and it's like an old ass sedan that has been wrapped fully in a camo wrap, and it's covered in different fonts. Just says USA Marines, and it has a cartoon character on the back. Like,
ooh, is it Taz?
Yes. Okay. Did you see it? Have you seen that?
No. I just know that for some reason, I don't know how I know this or why I know
it was Taz, yeah.
When it's something with the military, they usually put Taz on there for some reason.
It was wild. It had like text all over it, and it was like, USA Marines! Go Marines! Go America! Like all over it. But it was Taz. It had Taz on the very back windshield.
Yep.
That's wild. I looked at it, and I was like, whoa, dude. Do you think like that person is just that dedicated? They like the Marines that much. They're like, I'm going to do my whole fucking car like this. That I drive around like... I couldn't even be bothered to do that for something that like I really cared about. Well, now I will like soon with the decal you got made me put on. But it's like,
see, if it was a naked man, you'd think it was funny, and you'd be like, "Yeah, this is just everyone else. Look at their reaction." I want you to feel embarrassed.
Why, Ryan? Driving. Why?
Because I don't. Because
what did I do?
You lost. You lost the game. And you have to buy his Carrot Top tickets, which I'm excited for, buddy.
And I have to fucking do the other thing that, have we even talked about that yet? Are we saving that? Is that a secret?
That's a secret.
Okay, well, you guys will find out eventually.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It's going to be horrible for me.
It's the biggest what are the odds that we have ever fucking done.
And I lost at a what, 100?
Was it 100?
It was something high.
20? I thought it was just 20.
Wait, I lost.
Did you lose? Did we say 4 with that one as well?
I don't know. I'm not ever going to say 4 again.
Didn't you say 5, like out of 5? Because you were like, out of 5. And I was like, okay. And then we just did 4.
We have the footage of what happened directly after where we talked about it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't capture the first thing on film, but then we started filming right after.
Yeah.
So we'll see when we watch that footage. But
no lie, it is something I'm hyped for. And something you should be very hyped for, Matt.
I'm very hyped for it, buddy.
You should be super excited.
I'm very excited, Ryan.
It's going to be the best time of your life.
It's going to be a time to remember.
The greatest weekend of your life.
Yeah. The greatest weekend of Matt Watson's life has not happened yet. That's actually a pretty good video.
It's going to be a great
video. Like a good title.
I think it's going to be a good video.
I think it's going to be a fantastic video. I'm very excited. It's going to suck. It's going to really suck for me. I just got to stop playing What Are the Odds.
I lose a lot.
I don't know how. It's like karma or some shit. It's like the universe is like, haha. You lost a pretty good one with Justin that we don't have to talk about.
No, we'll talk about it because I'm probably just not going to do it.
Yeah. Ryan, that was out of a, what?
That was out of 100.
That was out of 100.
Yeah.
First time Justin ever played What Are the Odds.
That's true.
Him and Ryan set the same number. And it was Ryan had to get a tattoo of the sound wave.
Of My Name Jeff.
My Name Jeff. And you're backing out of that?
I think I am. Here's the thing, unfortunately, with What Are the Odds. Whenever it's like 100, Matt and I and Jackson and Harrison and everyone I've ever played with have always backed out of something. I'm going to use my backing out of something for this one, probably.
Because sometimes it's fun just to see.
Now, Justin doesn't even listen to the podcast, so he's just going to be like...
Some fan you are, Justin. Some fucking fan, man.
All I know is Justin was really harping on me early for not wanting to do it. He's like, come on, it was out of 100. You got to respect it. Like,
I was too, but it's just because I really wanted that.
Of course.
You know, you want to see it.
But I don't want to have that on my body forever, not even as a joke. I don't like memes affecting my everyday life.
It's not affecting your everyday life.
It would affect my
everyday
life.
How is anybody going to know it's the waveform for My Name Jeff?
It affects my personal life because I have to look at that and be like, ew.
What, is that going to bring your quality of life down?
Yeah.
You're going to be more unhappy in
life?
I'm
going to be cursed the moment that ink touches my skin.
You know how easy it is? Like, you're going to be like, oh, this is the heartbeat of my child from when it was in the womb.
But here's the thing, when you back out of... And odds are, the thing that me and my friends used to do was the other person got to slap the other as hard as they wanted to.
We need to start coming up with some form of punishment.
There has to be some form of punishment. So, otherwise, Justin, there will be some form of punishment for me. You can make me whatever food you want.
You have to go eat a whole meal at Arby's.
Oh, no.
You got to eat a whole fucking... No, you have to go get the meat mountain at Arby's and eat the whole thing by yourself if you back out of something.
Matt.
What?
Odds are...
Oh, no. You gave me a little giggle before you said that one.
Odds are you have... I'll pay for it, but...
Great.
You're going to get the meat mountain at Arby's. And you have to go sit in a parking lot on a hot day with your air conditioning off, and you can't turn on your car air conditioning on until you finish it.
Can I at least do like a food review while I do it?
Yes.
Or I'll go review the meat mountain in a burning hot car. How about I drive to an Arby's in like Arizona in July? So
okay. Okay. But it just has to be hot as fuck.
Yeah, Arizona.
What if you have a fucking heat stroke in your car and die?
And die with a big meat mountain spilling on me? The cops
imagine
find
me the cop. Be gone to that cop. Just some dead dude in a car with an Arby's meat mountain.
Like all over his lap.
Like, the camera's still recording him. It's like,
sir?
What
like,
the fuck?
It just opens up the... He's got a camera. He's like, what the hell happened? It would just look like... It's wild, man. Do you know what a meat mountain is?
It's a mountain of
meat. It's literally a mountain of meat they just give you at Arby's. Look it up. It's fucking... Like, Arby's is like, why do people think we're so gross? It's like, look at them. It's called a meat mountain.
Yeah, odds are. You don't have to do the Arizona in July shit. But it's going to be a hot day, and hot days are coming soon.
10, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4 7.
You did I said four. I said four. Yeah, I don't have to do it.
Matt, if I had said four, people would have been like, why, Matt? Why do you go for four?
When we were counting down, I was frantically trying to think of a number. You know, what I thought was, you know what? I don't think he's going to choose four because he knows I'm not going to. So I did it because we just talked about it. So I'm like, I'm going to do four.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where it's like, or maybe he's thinking that I'm thinking that.
But you do have to buy us Carrot Top tickets. You do have to do something we can't say yet. And what's the third one, Matt?
The decal on my car.
For a week. Week. That means from 2 p.m. one week or 5 p.m. whenever you start, exactly a week.
Why do the Tucker brothers have such good luck with this stuff? Like, they lost What Are the Odds, and they ended up seeing Dennis Hoffman.
I know.
They
just got to go on a Hollywood TMZ tour.
Because of that What Are the Odds, their path and Dennis Hoffman's path crossed. Isn't that amazing?
Is his name Dennis Hoffman? Dustin Hoffman.
Did I say Dennis?
You said Dennis Hoffman. I was like, what?
Dustin Hoffman, sorry. Yeah. Not Dennis Hoffman. Whoops. Did you know there's a park in LA called Dennis the Menace Park?
Really?
I just saw that on a map the other day.
Is it well kept?
I don't know. I haven't been, but it sounds like some shit goes down there. But that's a great place to murder somebody, because then it's like, well, Ryan doesn't want me to talk about this anymore because he's flashing me his MeUndies.
I am.
You just gave me a look and you're flashing me those MeUndies. Well, give me the damn at. Nope. Put it away. Put it away. Don't need to say anything more about that.
Well, wasn't even out. My underwear was out. My underwear was covered.
Your MeUndies were showing, but through the MeUndies, I there was something else bobbing there. It was like a plate of Jell-O, and when you shake the plate of Jell-O, it goes woo, 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 was like that within your MeUndies.
The base that you gave it really makes me feel good about my dick right now.
It produces large sound waves. Very deep, resounding sound waves. So do MeUndies, which now produce large sound waves.
No, they don't!
You probably spend about 90% of your life in underwear. So don't you think you owe it to yourself to make sure you're wearing the softest undies, not just in town, but in the whole fucking universe?
Yes.
Fuck! That's why Ryan and I only wear MeUndies, which is true. Look, wearing MeUndies right now.
We're both wearing them. You got those water? Is those water bottles?
No, it's like tropical plants, and there's parrots.
Okay.
There are several different colors of parrots.
Well, I mean, the fact is these undies are so soft, they make Bob Ross's voice sound like Gilbert Gottfried. MeUndies uses the coveted micromodal fabric, which is a full 3 times softer than cotton.
That's honestly, Ryan, so insane that they're that soft. The first time I felt MeUndies, no shit, I literally was like, whoa, what is that material? Like, that does not feel like any underwear I've ever felt.
Feels like nice silk.
Yeah, it honestly feels like silk. It's like a weird material.
But not really. At the same time, they're just
very soft, though, and they're like stretchy, too. Very stretchy. So, if you guys, which I know it's very few of you, because you like Let's Plays, if a couple of you might have a big package, though, MeUndies will adequately, because Ryan and I have huge penises, and we have to... No underwear would fit them, but MeUndies does.
That's right. You know, I've had the same size penis since middle school, and so that's always impressed people.
Yeah.
They always look at it, and they're like, oh, they start laughing. I'm like, yeah, it makes you nervous, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. You know? People point at it when they see it.
I know, because they're so marveled at the size of our penis.
And you can just see the shock on their face, because they just have that reaction where they just smirk and, laugh, because they're in shock. Not only will you feel like your loins are being hugged by joy itself, but MeUndies gives you multiple style options for men, women, and everyone else.
Men can now try the new boxer brief. With Fly.
Sorry, ladies, can't try this one.
Which is the same great cut as boxer brief, but now with an added option for guys who prefer to go through the gate versus over the fence.
Yep. Richard Nixon. MeUndies is also the go-to for the softest loungewear on this planet. Hang out in the super comfy lounge pants and onesies. Yes, MeUndies makes onesies, and they're incredible.
MeUndies has a great offer for our listeners.
I get it. Okay, when you order any MeUndies, you get 15% off and free shipping.
Get 50% off a pair of the most comfortable undies you will ever put on.
Sounded like you said 50. Just want to clarify, 15?
Yeah.
Not 50.
Get your 15% off your first pair. Free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to MeUndies.com/supermega.
That's MeUndies.com/supermega. I'm wearing them right now. Touching my balls. All right.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, I'm Rory.
And I'm Maul.
And we're the hosts of the new Rory and Maul podcast.
That's right.
I know you're probably listening to a podcast that you actually like right now, and we just interrupted it with an ad.
That's all right. We're here.
And I appreciate if you didn't hit the 15-second skip button.
Listen to our show where we cover topics like music, movies,
yes,
TV shows, which we love to binge watch.
Of course. Just lifestyle stuff.
And give out crazy stories about our day-to-day lives.
Yeah.
Check us out on the new Rory Maul podcast. Listen to wherever you get your podcast and let us know how you're feeling about our show.
And once you're done listening to this podcast that you actually like, maybe you could check us out.
Cool.
Wait a second, Ryan.
What?
You know what would make you look really good while you wear MeUndies?
If you could get some sort of fitness routine?
Yes. If you could get a hot body using OpenFit.
Whoa. OpenFit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweet session.
Sweat session.
Sweat session.
It will be a sweet session, yeah, though, because you'll be looking so sweet
and
afterwards.
It's a sweat session.
Lose the commute to the gym and let the workouts come to you.
Come.
What is OpenFit? OpenFit takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day.
Everyone's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that, which is why it is personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content, like
amazing trainers and classes. These classes are led by some of the coolest trainers in the world. Andrea Rogers, founder of Worldwide Sensation Extend Bar.
Wow.
Or there's you can get in crazy good shape with Hunter McIntyre, named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fittest athletes. They know how to get results quick.
It's also super simple. Forget all the complexity and stress around getting fit and just press play and work out on your schedule. 600 seconds with celebrity trainer Devin Wiggins packs the fat burning, muscle building, and body sculpting benefits of much longer sessions into a fraction of the time.
That's crazy, Ryan. You can access it anywhere and anytime, either computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and Roku.
These are results you can see, Matthew. Lose up to 15 pounds in just the first 30 days.
I need to do that.
Flatten your abs, shape your body, and look and feel great.
I didn't use it because I don't need to lose weight.
Matt, I command you to speak.
I saw Tommy Wiseau the other day. I was walking.
He was driving a Hummer.
He was driving a fucking Hummer. So I'm walking.
Didn't even take a picture for your friend Ron.
Well, it's because he was just stopped at a red light, and I walked up to his car.
He was stopped, so you had enough time.
But I didn't notice it was him until he just started right when it turned green. I see a Hummer, and on the back it says in a big decal. It says, the room, the movie.com.
Was it a military style Hummer too?
Yeah, dude, it was heavy duty.
Whenever someone says the word Hummer, all I can think of are the yellow Hummers.
Same. That's like the best Hummer out there.
Or do you remember those ones that came out for, like, they were kind of like the newish,
yes,
sleek looking Hummer, but a lot of people got it in like light blue and then white at the top?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that. I just look and I'm like, wow, that car is advertising the movie The Room. And I look when I walk by and I'm like, holy shit, guys, that's Tommy Wiseau. And they're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, look. They look and they're like, oh, yep, that's Tommy Wiseau. He's sitting there. He looked very contemplative and then he drove off.
He's thinking.
He is.
What goes through that mind, we'll never know.
I know somebody, Harrison's friend, met Tommy Wiseau once and said that he smelled like... He just smelled so strong of just leather. He just smelled like aged leather. And they said it was like incredible, and they don't know why. They say he just smelled like good aged leather.
Yeah, is there a way you can donate your body so they can use your skin to make leather boots or like leather jackets and stuff? We got to stop using animals.
Seriously, and also like when you die, that skin's just going to go to waste. You know, it's like, you know, okay, listen up, vegans. You're so into recycling and shit. Why don't you want to really recycle everything? When you die, your bones could be used for so much, like, cool tools, toys, yeah. Kids' toys.
For, like, drumsticks?
Yeah, exactly. You can play sick drums with some.
Dude, you know those bones that they have in pet stores that you can just give to your dog because they have some shit still on them and they're seasoned a little bit? Make that out of human bones.
A pooch would love that, dude.
And who cares if it's human bones? Like, the person's dead. It doesn't really matter. What does it matter what kind of bone it is?
If you die before Lego, I'm going to give him your femur. He's going to chew on it. That pooch is going to love that shit.
That's too big of a bone. You know that.
Yeah. Sorry. Forearm. The tibia.
Yeah, the forearm.
The tibia and the fibula.
The tibia? You want the tibia?
Okay. I want the clitoris.
It's not a bone. Gives me a bone, though.
Yeah, dude. But pound it, man.
God, straight sex is great.
God. Ever since we've been away from Gang Grounds, we've been having so much sex.
Straight sex.
Not with each other.
So much.
Sex with women.
Straight sex. I have had sex with girls.
All week.
Women.
Every time I call Ryan, he's like, sorry, dude, I'm having sex with a woman right now. A grown human woman. And I'm like, all right, man.
This one time, we just animojied each other while we were having sex.
Yeah, it was awesome because Ryan jailbroke his iPhone and he has an animoji where he customized his penis too. So I can see it flopping and doing all the crazy shit it does when Ryan has sex with a woman straightly.
For some reason, you just downloaded the Will I Am animoji pack of all his different styles and that's all you use. But
well, I like to represent. One of the greatest musicians of our generation.
Black Eyed Peas is a great what?
Nothing.
It is.
It is. It's fantastic. I love the Black Eyed Penises.
Yeah.
Right. That's the content you guys fucking come for. All right.
God, cut this clip out. It is exactly what people should hear to have themselves turned away from this podcast.
Like, yeah, I've never listened to that super mega cast. Let me listen to a random clip and see if I like it. And it's just that clip right there. That's not the
one. Does my voice hit the same waveforms as your voice when I talk?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Kinda. It does.
Okay.
Well, then.
Because I talk silently sometimes, and then I see, like, how small that is.
Yeah, well, dynamics process, you know, make it show up.
I just need to project more when
I talk. You gotta project.
See, here's me just talking regular, you know, this is how I talk sometimes in the podcast. But I need to project more and do this a lot more.
Watch this.
Pronunciate my words.
Dude, it's really crazy talking and then looking at the waveforms being written with every word we say. Like, I'm looking at it right now. And if you guys download the waveform to this podcast, you can watch along and see the exact waveforms that are coming out of my mouth right now.
Hold on. I want to actually see what this waveform would look like.
What waveform?
Hold on.
Is it the... Oh, you want to see what my name of Jeff waveform looks like? To see what your tattoo would be.
Yes. I want to see if... Maybe it's a cool waveform.
Guys, download this shit. Put it into Audacity. Everyone's saying that. All right. Let's see it.
My name is Jeff.
One more time. One more time. I was talking.
When he talking? My name is Jeff.
That's it.
Hefe, man.
That doesn't look bad, dude. It's not a bad waveform. You know? It looks like a plane about to fly into the sun.
It does.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like a plane like about to crash into a big rock. So.
Like a building.
Yeah. It did, though. It really did. It looked like a plane about to crash.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
That one looks like a bird.
Now we're just having fun with waveforms. Like, oh. Do you see the shape of that one?
Watch this one.
Whoa, I got to dip down more than it dipped up. I just want like, this is what the podcast is devolved in. We're watching the TV screen and the waveforms we were just.
They're just the stupid noise.
Like people,
like cluing in. They're like, "What the fuck is going on?
What are they doing? Like, there's not even any conversation. They're going, woo, woo. Oh, that one looked like dog bone.
Oh God.
I mean, if you download this podcast or are listening to it on some program where you can see the waveform, you'll be entertained too because you'll be like, "Oh, look at that.
It's the waveform." Well, they'll look a lot. They'll look a lot different than they are now because they'll be processed.
Whoa, dude! This one was cool. Watch, it's like they're very rapid. It's like SpongeBob.
Yep.
Everyone's turning this off. They're like, what the fuck is this, dude?
I love how we called it out.
And then we kept doing it. It's fun.
We got even dumber. Oh, my God. If the people complaining on Let's Plays about the people making dumb noises is what makes them leave, then this is a clear indication of where our channel is headed.
This episode is just, like, mind-melting. I feel like just being a part of the creation of this, I've lost, like, 20 IQ points.
I'm not gonna lie, dude. This episode's felt a bit off in so many... Not negative ways. Maybe.
It's been a wild episode.
Yeah.
It's been a very... That's very wacky, you know, very unique.
We're out of practice.
Yeah. You know, we got fired from Game Grumps, so now we're just trying to... I mean, we left Game Grumps, so...
Did Matt just slip up?
He did it, guys.
It sounded Freudian like he was slip. Joking, but it also sounds like that he's trying to cover it up.
Yeah, we got fired because we wouldn't stop talking about Brent's smelly-ass dick. That's really what happened. So, you guys wanted the truth?
Because of Brent 2's sexual harassment, but...
I just got fired for Brent's penis thing. You know, we still got to prank Brent with the water cup prank. Guys, here's a great prank to pull on someone. If you're so inclined to give me a laugh, do it to your friends. No, do it to your mom. Do it to your little old, poor old, feeble mother. And film it, because this is going to make me and Ryan laugh. You get a cup of water, not a heavy cup, like a solo cup, because you don't want to hurt them. Fill up a red solo cup with
red
water.
Solo cup.
I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party!
Red solo cup.
Anyway,
he goes, I lift you up, proceed to party.
It's a good song. I did a karaoke in Nashville while we were on tour. Fill up a solo cup with some water and then say, Mom, I want you to help me out. I'm going to do a cool magic trick.
Then throw it in her face.
Yep, that's all you got to do. Also, punch her in the tits when you do that.
Yeah, dude!
Yeah. But what you really do is you get on a chair or a stool, and you put it up against the ceiling, so the cup is up against the ceiling, and then you get, like, you make your mom hold it up against the ceiling with a broom, okay? And then you just get down and walk off and start filming her. So then because now she can't get the cup down, because if she moves the broom, the cup with water is going to fall on her. So go film your do it to your grandma, guys.
Make
Please
it
don't.
A cup of tacks.
Make it a cup of hydrochloric acid and make your grandma hold it up. She'll go, what's this? It spills down all over your grandma's face. You can film it, put it on Twitter. That's funny stuff.
What would the audio waves of that look like?
What am I doing, sweet?
Yeah.
Damn, that was a crazy waveform.
That curve at the end?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Why does it do that? Oh, because it... Is it because something's so loud that it has to go back to normal, so the only way is, like, to quickly curve?
Maybe. I don't know how waveforms work, dude. These are just vibrations, man. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Not from this podcast.
I'm picking up great vibrations from this podcast. I have had a blast so far.
I've had a good time.
This episode's been fun, man.
But it has been... Maybe it's because now we're without Game Grumps, and we're on our own, and maybe I'm a bit self-conscious.
Really? Ryan, there's no need to be self-conscious. You were funny. You were upstanding. You're beautiful. You underestimate how attractive you are as a man. No homo.
I didn't even mention my looks.
Why?
I was talking about what?
I'm mentioning them. I think you look good.
Thanks. Thank you. You look good too. I like you dress very nice.
Thank you. I just bought this shirt.
Some would say I never reach my full potential because I always dress and eat like shit.
Is it mean to agree?
No, because it's true.
I see it. I see that.
Do you see what would happen if I worked out and dressed nice?
I was actually, me and Harrison.
I look like an asshole.
You wouldn't. See, that's where you're wrong.
I look like an asshole right now. I can't win.
Ryan.
The fat bearded man bun dude, everyone knows he has problems.
No, Ryan, listen. Harrison and I were saying this the other day. That if you like got super fucking ripped in dressing a certain way, you would just be a pure alpha. Like you were such a fucking, like, you would walk into a room and dominate it, and I'm just gonna be the skinny little beta that hangs out with you because I just wish I was an alpha.
You got the Adam's apple though. Adam's apple is a strong indicator of a massive cock.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's big dick energy. Comes straight from the Adam's apple.
That's big dick energy, dude. I hate the Adam's apple. I hate looking at it. I hate thinking about it.
Did I ever tell you the thought that makes me go, ugh.
Oh no. Oh, no.
You know in movies?
You're really good at giving me those, like, oh!
It's like whenever someone gets their throat slit, the reason like it makes me kind of like go in so much is because I picture what it would feel like for the knife to graze against the
Dude,
Adam's apple.
Why say that on the podcast?
Because it makes me cover my neck like I'm doing now.
I'm covering my neck too. And so did 100,000 fucking people, dude. They're like, oh, I'm going to relax and listen to a podcast. It's just us going, whoop, whoop. I mean, like, this whole, like, Mojo just slicing your Adam's apple. Oh!
I know I've talked about it before,
it's
maybe.
It's nasty, man. It's the same feeling when I watched that scene in Jackass 2.
Oh, where they're taking the cardboard
paper cuts?
And cutting
the
webbings of their toes. That's not even a stunt.
That's just like, come on, Steve-O.
That's the one thing that I'll watch, and I won't crack a smile. I'll just be like, why? It's like the one time I feel like an old person watching Jackass.
That and then in Jackass 2 when they go fishing with Steve-O.
Oh, and he puts the hook through his cheek. He's on major drugs during that scene.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way he's able to do that. Like, you'd have to really be on some shit.
He just jumps into where a bunch of sharks are?
Yeah.
Like, what does he think? It's like, it's not just falling out of a golf cart. If a shark takes a chunk out of you, he's taking an artery with him.
Yeah. It's not going to just be like, nom, nom, nom. Ugh, I don't want you. It's going to fucking... Those sharp-ass megalodon teeth.
You know what? How about those of you who actually have a megalodon tooth, why don't you fucking film a video of yourself and at Super Mega and be like, hello, I am a fan of Super Mega, and this is my megalodon tooth, so I can see just how unrare they are.
Yeah. Yeah, guys, prove to Ryan how unrare they really are.
Or just
are.
Go film a video and go just find one on a beach.
Or... mail them all to us.
To me, please.
I want
a megalodon tooth
so bad.
Just
get a massive collection of megalodon teeth. Eventually, we'll corner the fucking market. We'll be the only people with megalodon teeth.
Yep.
And then we can drive the price up however much we fucking want.
Ooh, I like the
See
sound
that?
Of that,
See
brother.
That?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Stop. Oh, Jesus.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry about that.
That's just bile.
Yeah, it's... Ooh, wipe that off you. You don't
vile,
want that.
Bile.
Yeah, that's some vile bile, dude.
Yeah. Rhyming.
You're rhyming, dude. Rhyming is fun.
Rhyming Ryan? Slant? Is that a bit of a slant?
That's a slant rhyme. Rhyming okay. Ryan. It's very, very close to being the same two words.
Yeah.
What about crying Ryan? That's not a slant rhyme. That's just a rhyme.
Yeah. Even though it's an I-N and an A-N.
Yeah. It's pronounced... Oh, you're right. It's not Ryan. It's not crying Ryan.
Can you find a way to make crayon rhyme with my name?
Crayon Ryan. Right. Wait. Right.
What was that?
Crayon. I'm drawing with some crayons with my friend Ryan. I don't know, dude.
I'd like to formally apologize for this podcast episode.
This one's just called The Episode. This podcast is called The, T-H-E, all caps, episode, period.
No, I have to name it.
The episode, because this is the episode. What do you want, Peter? Be gone. Sorry,
what's
Peter.
Doing?
Peter was peeking in the window with his big-ass googly, goofy eyes. I'm sorry. I don't think Peter would appreciate if I made jokes like that. I'm sorry, Peter, if you're listening.
He's self-conscious about his eyes.
His eyes are
specifically the big googly one.
The one that fucking rotates like on its own and just kind of feels like gravity's pulling on it down a little too hard compared to the other one.
He said he wanted to attach a spring to it.
But... Yeah, well, he should go to a doctor. He shouldn't. That's not something you should ever do yourself.
He's like, I could be like the guy in the Ripley's Believe It or Not. I'm like, well, who is that? Who do I keep seeing out of the left corner of my periphery?
Peter. I think
What's
he hears
Peter
us talking
doing?
About him. I don't know, dude.
Peter.
Pumpkin Eater. Wait.
What?
Don't forget to check us out on iTunes and Spotify.
We upload some...
Never on time. Never on schedule.
Which we'll get better at that now that we're just on our own, I hope.
Can we just make Jackson do that every week?
Just please, just stick with us. We just need to find the Super Megaplex, and once we have that, everything should
be smoother. We're losing it, guys.
Smoother.
We're breaking down right now. We need to get this office. We have so much fucking cool shit planned for once we we're trying to execute like a very extreme operation coming up. It's going to be tight, but we got to workshop it. We got to get this tour done with because we got this tour right now. That's kind of like the most important thing. But then once that tour is over, this whole summer, you guys are gonna watch us just. All right.
Hell yeah.
Those are some cool waveforms. See those?
Yeah.
That's
nice.
That's cool. Anyway, guys, thank you so much. Got plenty more videos coming throughout the week. Let us know what you want to see us play or what kind of videos you want to see us do. We're working on the Japan videos right now, actually. So, I love you. There's still some tickets left. You got just a
only
little over a week.
Two more shows that aren't sold out.
Which
I believe.
Brooklyn and Pittsburgh?
I think so.
I think it's Brooklyn and Pittsburgh. I might be wrong. Go to our website, supermegashow.net, and see what tickets are available. Everything else is sold out. Love you guys so much, and see ya.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.